This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This one is anonymous. This dude said, I'm from Jackson, Michigan. And the other morning, I heard you guys talking about how talking at the urinal should be illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And stall to stall, all that kind of stuff. Well, I had to tell you about what happened to me in a bar bathroom. I had a knife pulled on me for simply asking a question to the guy that was peeing next to me.
Yep, good. That's how that guy handles it.
He's the rule enforcer.
Yeah.
He says this. Did you ever see the photo from the building of the Empire State Building? The working on the beam held by the crane, the guy's eating lunch. Famous picture,
yes.
Right? These guys are out on a beam over the top of New York City.
Yeah.
Eating lunch on a beam. Well, that picture was above the urinal. The guy on the left of the picture appeared to be smoking a joint. The guy on the right was drinking a fifth. I simply asked the guy peeing next to me, are you a smoker or a drinker?
Oh, no, that's, you can't. Jesus. You can't ask that.
That's like before you would ask someone, do you like,
Well, I'd be like, are you asking me if I want to perform on you or pee on you?
Yeah.
The answer is no to both.
That is like a horrible question to ask at a urinal.
Right.
Yes.
It sounds very oral sex code.
Yeah.
It does.
It's too much. I'm trying to get to know you.
Like, are you a rock smoker?
You're not here. Yeah. You're not here to chit chat.
As soon as I say it, I hear the sound of a switchblade.
Okay. Also, that guy needs to chill out.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you had a switchblade, you'd always want it. You'd always want it.
That's true. You're looking for it. That and a butterfly knife, right?
Yeah.
You're always looking for a reason. What'd you say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cereal's in that aisle.
Oh.
He then yells, shut the F up! At that point, I feel a knife pointed at my chest.
Oh.
While we're both still peeing.
Yeah.
I froze.
So he peed a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly. Scream.
Pooped a little bit.
I froze. He finished and left. I finished. And I walked out of the bathroom screaming, that mother effer pulled a knife on me. And he still actually had it open in his hand. Needless to say, the cops were called. They arrested him for felonious assault. He told the cops the reason he did it was because I forced him to blow me.
What?
Well, he took it to the extreme.
I'm a 5'7" Mexican. He's a 6'6" white guy, easily 300 pounds. I couldn't even fathom what was happening at this point. Luckily, they didn't believe him, and they arrested him.
You imagine having to try and...
I didn't make it!
You know what I mean? They're like, oh, maybe he did.
Yeah. Officer, smell the man's breath.
Yeah.
That'll prove.
Oh, my innocence. Smells like a dong.
Oh, boy.
I don't know why.
I'm into it.
He's telling the truth!
Like, oh, that's a...
What a weird thing to say to get yourself out of being arrested.
I would have never pulled this knife on that little man if he didn't make me go down on him.
That's like what he said.
Yeah.
He's the one with the knife. He's the one with the knife. He's the giant man with the knife.
Yeah.
And that's his excuse?
I finished him and then...
Then I ran out of there.
Mm-hmm.
What a crazy thing. That big guy doesn't care what anyone thinks of him, obviously.
Well, I think he's also mentally gone. I think a little bit. He's just one of those guys. Mm-hmm. And in a way, he's just lucky to have survived that encounter.
He'll never talk to someone at a urinal again.
No.
Well, so that's good then. There's a positive ending to all this.
The hard way.
Yeah.
It's definitely...
You're almost murdered.
It's not... a place where I should ask a question about anything personal, like if it was,
hey, what time does this bar close? I think I'd be okay with a random asking whilst facing the wall.
Yeah, that's an appropriate question.
Anyone know what time this bar closes? But hey, you guys, smokers or drinkers in here?
I feel like that just sounds like.
Uh-huh.
It's a weird thing. Dude, yeah, listen, you got to look at yourself first. Asking that question at an extra urinal, that's weird. So don't ever talk to anyone at a urinal again and ask them a question about anything. But two, no, the guy was obviously off his rocker. To pull a knife on you for that and then say it was because you forced him to blow you.
Yeah.
It's nuts. That's nuts. Yeah. You'd never expect that just
taking a whiz at a bar bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like code for do you, or
that's what I thought. That's
right.
What I thought.
Do you smoke, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
You a smoker or a drinker?
Yeah.
I don't know. What?
Neither, good sir.
Both.
It's like asking someone if they pitch or catch or, you know, yeah, like, it's exactly. Weird. Like, what?
It's like a... It's a bad idea. What a bad idea to say that.
Did you go in there and ask him if he's a power bottom?
Excuse me, sir. Are you a power bottom?
But anything, like any kind of personal question, it's not the place to ask it. It's really not.
It's
not where we should get to know each other.
To,
no.
No.
Men, while my penis is out.
No, I'm not. No. I'm 100%. 100%. We had a boss that used to do it. That was weird enough. I mean, it was never like... sexual, obviously.
No, like the nicest things that guy ever said to me, like he always basically, it always just assumed he wanted me fired all the time. Like that's how I always sort of approached it.
Right.
Yeah. Until one time at the urinal where he told me, you're doing all this, you're doing great, blah, blah, all this. I'm like, this is so odd.
Because he was drinking. Yeah. He's one of those guys that got like real emotional when he drank.
Yeah. He was drinking and I went to the bathroom at the wrong time.
Yeah, I don't think anyone, I mean, besides that weird creeper guy, remember at the fetish show that followed me into the bathroom with the backpack on, was giving me the stare down of a lifetime.
Yep.
That's been my only one weird urinal encounter that I can recall. Someone said I had a guy next to me say, hey, does yours feel as good as mine does?
Jeez. I mean, that is, that's bold.
That's a weird one. That's a weird one.
That's a bold question.
Someone said, I had someone ask me, are you a body man?
You can tell. Could you tell by the grease?
I'm a body man.
Actually, just so you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, no conversation at urinals are required unless it's your buddy.
But even then, a lot of times
you just quiet up for a little
right.
bit.
Right. It's not the time for talking.
Yeah, I get it.
Thank God. Chuck's been like a gay jokester a lot of places with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Thankfully, never at a urinal.
No, because I almost feel like there are some places you can't joke. Like if I'm in a Walmart.
I'm glad that you have boundaries.
If I'm in a Walmart and there's a pair of leather pants, I'm going to joke.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. But if I am in a urinal with dudes around, I can't. I mean, there's a...
It's just weird because this guy decided. He went in there and he's like, this man has his penis in his hand. I think I'm going to tell him a joke.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not the time for jokes.
No.
Someone said my coworker used to always say to the guy next to him, nice watch.
Oh, boy.
But then one time cranked it up a notch and said, hey, I didn't know you were circumcised.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's how
the guy just stabs you in the chest.
100%.
Yeah.
You'd never know, especially these days, you just don't know who you're dealing with. How close to the edge someone is.
Right.
Who's
or
just trying to go pee.
Homophobic someone is or whatever, yeah. Right? You never know the person next to you, and you shouldn't, whatever. It's just a bathroom. No talking. And there's your warning. That's what could happen to you. You could be caught up in a blowjob police investigation.
Oh, my God.
Imagine you have to go to court and everything, and they're like, are you the one who
forced him?
No!
Well, that's what you'd want, because they'd see you're a tiny little guy and he's gigantic. No one would believe
him. And then my case would be the same day as some kind of weird national case, and they have all the cameras there and they're rolling the film and they just happen to catch that part and they're like, wow, that's great. Run that.
Someone said I once had to pee in an open urinal where everyone just stands around. So kind of like a trough or something they used to have at the old Tiger Stadium in Detroit. Stood there for 30 seconds. Realized I can't do this and just left. If anyone happened to notice me just whip it out and not pee, it must have looked real weird. Well,
it's pee shy or whatever.
Totally pee shy.
Yeah, my buddy.
I gotta tell you, I mean, the first time I was ever at the only place I've ever experienced at was at the old, like,
Joe Louis Arena had it
and the old Tiger Stadium had it.
Yep.
It's a weird thing.
I don't like those, yeah. They had it at, I was at some concert or something.
I'm trying to think if Kobo has it or used to have it.
It'd be like women just sitting around in a circle on toilets all looking at each other. Same kind of thing. Right?
I feel like I was at a festival or something, and there was one where you faced each other.
Yeah, like you could pee from both sides. Like
both sides.
Oh, no, I'm not, yes. 100%.
Yeah,
yes.
There is stuff like, there where was stuff could, like that.
You literally could gather all the way around
yeah.
it. So
yeah.
there'd be a guy right across
exactly.
from you.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, look at like
it
this.
Was almost like a wishing well.
Right.
You know.
Well, those weren't wishes.
Throw. No, those were not wishes. Nick. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Fistatorium.
Oh, yeah. And to you as well.
Fistatorium.
So back in college, I used to go up to the low one and be like, I got to use the low one so my donger doesn't get wet.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
yes.
Right. Yeah, you're the urinal yeah. jokester.
You got the
yes.
joke yeah. for us.
Oh, we
never,
hate you.
Never
we hate your time. We hate your time.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. No, yeah.
You can tell.
He is. He's a jokey.
You can tell. He loves his own jokes.
He does.
As you just heard.
They don't have those anymore, right? Like Fenway used to have a trough too. Someone was saying, like I think in this day and age, you can't have stuff like that.
Do you know where I see them? If you end up going to like,
MSU Stadium has one.
Yeah, if you go to some bars too, like downtown Detroit, that they've maybe it used to be another place and now it's a bar, and then you go into the bathroom and you're like, ooh, this bathroom was designed in 1918.
Yeah,
like the building is so
it.
Yeah. Right. They don't update it because they're just like, forget it. You know,
right.
You'll run into it every once in a while, but
I guess Saturday Night Live just did a skit about this. A bunch of people said it was pretty well done. We'll see. I don't know. I'm see if it's
taking
any good.
Word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works fine. I'm getting to know my coworkers better though. Hey, I gotta go. I just walked into the bathroom. I don't know why I'm telling you either. Okay, bye.
Uh-oh, there he is.
Hey, we gotta stop meeting like this.
I say, man, third time this week. What is this, your new office?
Well, you know what I always say. Boss man does what the boss man does. I've never said that in my life. Why am I saying that? I'm not
people
the boss.
People always think the stuff is good. Huh?
Yeah.
I didn't feel that.
And then
why are we not ourselves
yeah.
when we're in the men's room? Everyone just panics and blurts something out. Well, I'm empty. See you later, Jesus. My guy.
Keep on trucking, my dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
All we needed there.
Yeah.
We had such high hopes.
Yeah.
For SNL. Did.
Maybe it got better.
We'll never know.
Man, I don't know anyone on that show anymore.
No.
I don't know. I don't know any of those people in that sketch.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Looks like Tracy Morgan was eventually going to pop in.
Yeah,
he's probably taking a crap,
yeah,
right? He's definitely taking a crap.
Probably.
Yeah, for sure. Imagine you just ordered food at a drive-thru in Arkansas, and the person who pops out of the window to hand it to you is Snoop Dogg. Well, it happened to a couple of women at a place called Raising Cane's, and they documented it here. And we'll have to pause this for 1 second when I...
Yeah, it's all on you. Here we go.
Okay.
We just went to Cane's. Guess who handed us our food?
I love Snoop.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop effing dog.
These are wild, man. Yeah. They got like, stuff in their car. Yeah.
And there he is.
What is Snoop Dogg doing there?
I'll tell you. They gotta get their selfies with them. Yes. Oh, so there you go.
Yeah,
they keep the party going in their car.
Look at the stuff in their car.
They are party girls. So they have decorations hanging in their car.
Oh my god!
Girls have that happen too.
They filmed Snoop handing over the food and encouraging them to get it all on camera. He was in town promoting his upcoming album, The Algorithm. And he's just a huge fan of Raising Cane's. So he asked if he could pop into the drive-thru and surprise some fans.
Wow,
that's awesome.
But you imagine, I mean, these girls loved it.
Yeah.
Some old broad pulls in to get her chicken fingers.
Who are you?
Right.
God. That's not official uniform.
It is Arkansas. Oh, yeah, you're right.
You better be careful.
Yeah.
But a great surprise for some, including these girls.
I got to find these, like,
little
pom-poms.
Wouldn't it suck if they got your order wrong? And you had to be like, hey, Snoop, listen, I'm real stoked that you're here. It's cool. Emotionally, there's a bunch of pieces of chicken not in here. Can you,
man, I don't know.
Oh,
What about sauce? Did you get your sauce?
No, there's no sauces
no
in here.
Sauce either.
Yeah, I feel like there'd be a lot of pressure on you to just keep on moving.
Yeah, you know? You can't correct Snoop Dogg in the drive-thru. He's got to take what he gave you.
Yeah.
And you go.
Snoop just decides.
Yeah, you're like, hey, sauceless was the case that they gave me, but.
Yeah, he's a move along.
If you haven't seen it and you want to check out these girls in their crazy party car and their reaction to it, we did post it up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can go look at it there. It seems like Andrew Jacobs may have been going for a carjacking world record in Colorado.
Okay.
Because he's suspected of 8 carjackings in 1 hour.
Ooh, he's quick. Where do you even take a car that quick?
What's he doing with the cars? Yeah.
It gets a little dark-sided.
Oh.
We'll share the story here with you from 9 News. Take a listen.
There's an air of caution lingering through this Aurora neighborhood.
It is scary, you know.
Wednesday was even scarier for some neighbors as a string of crimes took place within an hour. Police say it started around 3:20 in the afternoon when a woman was robbed outside her home on Idaho Drive. Minutes later, a man was carjacked and killed on Iowa Drive.
But I did see the police and everything, you know, that they was all around and checking on the guy that they found in the car dead.
Minerva Milanez lives across the street and is not surprised by the crimes happening in her neighborhood.
I've been living here since 2007. Never, ever, ever had a problem. Never.
Shortly after the man was killed, there were 2 home invasions around 3:30, one on Lewiston Street and another on Memphis Street, where both victims were pistol whipped. One was carjacked.
It's been pretty bad for a while, for a few years now, and everything. And then especially on across the street from where I live, there's always shooting and everything.
The crime spree continued for another hour. During that time, there were another 6 carjackings and a burglary before the suspect crashed into several vehicles on 470 before being arrested. Milanez was not hurt in any of these crimes, but she's a victim of gun violence on Iowa Drive.
And my house got shut up 2 months ago and everything for no reason.
The damage to her home is noticeable, as well as her new security system, but she hopes police can do more to keep herself and other neighbors safe.
I wish, you know, they monitor us a little bit more, you know.
Keep us safe.
Yes, keep us safe. Especially, you know, like myself, I got 13 grandkids.
No matter how bad it gets in her neighborhood, she wants to make one thing clear.
I'm staying. They're not going to run me out. And that's what that's clear. Nobody's running
me out. Hey, I'm not doing anything, lady.
Looking right at the camera.
I'm not doing anything to you, lady.
Staring at
Jacobs.
So here's the play-by-play. 3:21 p.m., he stole a woman's purse at gunpoint. 3:29 p.m., he shot a man and stole his 2008 Dodge Dakota. That's the guy that died.
Okay.
3:32, so 3 minutes after killing a man and stealing his car, he drove to a house, broke in there, forced a woman to hand over the keys to her Acura.
Okay.
He took the Acura. 3:39, 7 minutes after that, he stole a white Subaru at gunpoint.
So he's just playing, he was playing a real life like GTA 5.
I guess. 4:00, he stole and later abandoned a green Kia Sportage.
You do, yeah.
Sportage.
Yeah.
Well, sure, of all the cars you keep, you don't keep the green Kia.
Wow.
And it's green. Before 4:32 came along, he then committed or attempted 5 more carjackings and a burglary. So all within just over an hour before finally crashing and landing into the arms of police.
Hmm. Yeah, so he wasn't like stealing these in some kind of Gone in 60 Seconds style thing where he was bringing them to a chop shop. He was like stealing it to get to another place. And he's like, man, I better get rid of this car because I shot a guy.
Right,
and
so
then,
I'll take her car and so on and so on. But all in an hour.
Man.
It's a crazy hour.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
With like no idea of where to go or what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, no word of him being on anything, but it seems like something played a role here. You're absolutely out of your mind.
Yeah.
If this man did not poop himself, he should be given some sort of award. Because an Amazon delivery driver is still in shock after an Amtrak train slammed into his truck, cutting it in half.
Well,
he just happened to be in the right half.
Oh, wow.
You He's shouldn't lucky. Be alive.
Oh, look at that.
Is that crazy? Literally, it's just the front cab of the truck on one side of the tracks.
Oh, my God. What, did he stall out or something on there?
Let's get to the story here from WISN-TV.
Yeah, it just, boom.
Alexander Evans says he's still in shock after an Amtrak train slammed into his Amazon delivery truck, cutting it in half Wednesday. News Chopper 12 captured the aftermath in rural Jefferson County near Exonia.
What did you hear and feel when that train hit your truck?
This air and the pressure. I felt the airbags and it was just... I didn't know what to feel, to be honest with you.
The Milwaukee husband and father of two little girls posted these photos of the wreckage on his Facebook page. He traced his route in red on this map, showing how the road parallels the track before the crossing, limiting a driver's view of the tracks.
Yeah, I made a look as I was going down the hill to swerve, and I didn't see anything. He was on my left side.
Evan says he's deaf in his left ear and didn't hear the horn at first.
Literally, it was like one long beat, like a horn from the train. And I put my foot on the gas. I was like, I don't know how far I'm going to get away from.
He got far enough to save his life.
When all of us looked at that video in the aftermath, the photographs, we just couldn't believe you survived.
I still can't believe it right now myself as well.
So this will be an extra special Thanksgiving.
Beyond thanks.
Terry Sater, WISN 12 News.
Yeah, thanks. I ordered a TV.
Yeah, no one's getting their packages.
My PlayStation was on there!
Oh, my God. If my
PlayStation was on there, I would push him in front of the train.
We've encountered a delay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No! Get back here. Stand on the track.
Does it sound like he...
So what I'm gathering is that...
Is he at fault?
Well, this is...
He couldn't hear?
Well, there must be no signals where he was.
There'd have to be lights, but not arms.
Is there lights at all?
Doesn't there have to be lights?
I think so.
I think there does have to be lights at every crossing.
If there's no arms, I think there at least has to be lights.
Unless that's a state thing or something.
But it seemed...
It didn't look like there that they had lights.
I think he just drove across and got smoked.
Oh, wait. She was going to tell us there.
Yeah.
Sorry, I avoided the news banter, but I think she's going to give us more info.
Wow. There are no signals, lights, or warning sounds at that crossing. Evan says
bad.
He feels something more needs to be done to alert drivers regarding oncoming trains. The train hit him on his 33rd birthday. He's still pretty sore from the impact.
I don't think that guy is doing okay mentally.
He sounded really nervous and shaken up about it.
Well, like also, before that, he was probably like, hey!
Yeah, I know. He was like, everything's fine.
33, woo!
And then they're like, is it going to be an extra special Thanksgiving for you now that you look death in the eye and almost were cut in half?
I'll be honest. I lost a lot of Mr. Bezos's things. I assume right now I'm being hunted down by a team of killers for Jeffrey Bezos. You saw his truck. I smashed it to smithereens and chopped it in half. And
can you relive the horrible moments for us of when the train actually hit your truck?
I heard a noise and in my head it
Are
was
you
just like
your pants
a
right
yeah I am because in my head all I saw was Jeffrey Bezos' bald head. In my head.
Sir, can we ask you how you feel when you hear this sound now? I mean, does it...
Jeffrey Bezos.
Sir, are you
Jeffrey
okay?
Jeffrey Bezos. You did it.
We hope you enjoy your holidays.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much for coming over.
You seem like you're not all better yet.
I was hit by a train.
No, we understand.
The train
That's why
cut
we're
my
here.
Car in half. I'm not.
I know. Were you racing to get it done because it was your birthday or anything like that?
If you don't finish, Jeffrey Bezos will not pay you. Jeffrey Bezos makes you the great Jeffrey Bezos.
Oh,
forces
Bezos
you.
Here.
So is that the truck covered? Is that you good? You have to pay for it?
I have to pay for the truck.
That's too bad.
There's a lot of caution lingering through this Aurora neighborhood.
Oh, no.
It is scary.
Stop it.
Yeah. They probably shouldn't have done the interview right at his house.
No, you know? Right after.
No. But he agreed to it.
And I feel like the guy was kind of like Dave gets sometimes, where it wasn't enough for him. So then that's why he was like,
he kept
pushing it.
Yeah. So I guess Thanksgiving will be really special. Put some mic in his face.
Have you thought about your family and how they felt if you were smashed by the train?
Yeah. Can we talk to your kids? Can I ask your kids a few really terrible questions?
You almost lost your dad, huh? Do you realize that?
What would you do without a father?
It's horrible.
I'm not like that.
Well, keep showing them the cut up van.
They bring it to him.
We have a surprise. Here's the van. Man, there's no way that guy should be alive, though. There really isn't.
No.
Like, cut at the exact right place. The whole back half of the van filled with Amazon deliveries is smushed to bits.
Yeah.
The front cab is what remained.
There must be, like a weak spot or something that's right there, like that tore it in half.
It looked like it was where the...
Exactly where, cab and exactly.
The back of the truck.
So you're allowed to... Like, the being deaf in one ear, obviously that hampered him a little bit, but you're cool to drive that way, right?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, there was no signal anyway, right?
No, but the horn...
There wasn't...
But even still, the train might...
The horn in the other ear.
Yeah, I think the train wouldn't even realize this guy's going to turn out in front of me.
I guess there aren't signs and crossing stuff in a lot of those, like, country... Like where there's like nothing around.
Yeah, you'll see just the sign.
Sometimes
no lights.
You'll see the sign, but I think that there are some like this one where there's just nothing. It's just tracks, but you're just supposed to
look both ways.
But that you guys, that reporter loved it. I know he would have been like, "I got him.
Yeah,
I got the interview.
Yeah,
he loved it. His pants.
It's real shaky. Real
going
real
through
shaky.
The trauma, just detail by detail.
I finally got his kids.
Someone said, I'm an Amazon manager. The drivers don't work for Amazon directly. Amazon covers the van. But these things happen a lot, actually.
Hmm.
Okay.
Really? Your vans get cut in half?
Well, maybe not as extreme. I wonder if they do, like,
accidents
get smashed up or something. But
yeah.
And someone who drives it said, actually, these vans have no structural integrity.
Yeah, I imagine they're cheap.
Yeah.
But I don't think you need like a CDL to drive that either.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, it's just a regular truck, right?
Because I don't think you could get a CDL if you were deaf or had some kind of impairment.
Mm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We've heard of something like this before. This is a little bit different, though. Erectile dysfunction is a common male problem that impacts millions of guys. There are treatments to help with impotence, which include vacuum pumps, healthy lifestyle changes, and therapy. But a clinic has released a new method for guys suffering from the penis problem. The magic wand works by zapping the penis with shockwaves to help improve blood flow and repair tissue. Now,
shockwaves isn't as bad as electricity.
No, it's not.
Okay.
We've heard about this where guys had to go to a clinic to get this done, but now they're testing devices that guys can take home themselves.
Okay.
And shock their dong back to life before they need to use it. Dr. Peter Holy, who's come up with this technology, says it's actually never been easier or more effective to treat erectile dysfunction. The shockwave therapy is a non-invasive treatment that can be done in 15 minutes without anesthesia. It's proven to be effective for our patients who suffer from erectile dysfunction. But it can help other things, too, like chronic pelvic pain, chronic prostatitis, which I'd never heard of until now, and penile pain.
because the acoustic waves that they're using trigger the body's natural healing process.
I knew he was going to have a hilarious name, Peter Holy.
Yeah.
Like those guys that invent that stuff, they always... Dr. Roger Throbberstein. Yeah.
But it's like his first name's Peter?
Right.
Dr. Peter's clinic works with leading prostate cancer facilities, too, to help tackle that disease. So as I said, they're doing it in clinics, but they're hoping to develop this device where guys can zap their own dongs at home. And the privacy, because we've said
that's
before,
good. It's just weird, like to bust out a, you know, like a Tems machine.
You don't do it in front of anyone, I don't think.
Takes 15 minutes. I mean, you gotta go find some time to. Get the ultrasound machine out.
I mean, if it gives you a boner and you can't get one otherwise, you do it, right?
Well, yeah, of course, of course.
Because we said before, like going to an office and having someone hold your dong and shock it.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of guys would be too embarrassed.
Then you gotta drive
to
home as fast as you can to try and bang or whatever.
Well, I don't know if it's like...
I don't know either, but...
I think the one in the clinic is like a...
It lasts for a minute or something.
Like, oh, no, sure. It takes like multiple... Like, they're correcting an issue.
Oh, right? I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
help you get it yourself.
Yes.
Whereas this seems like it's you do it before you want to.
Yeah.
Someone calls it a dick fibrillator.
It must like
Clear!
Just... Yeah. It must loosen some stuff up in there, huh? Like some sound waves.
Something.
I guess just take a speaker maybe and
I don't know if that's gonna work, Chuck.
Just think they're
just blasting his dong again.
Old Howard Stern.
Funny, they're trying everything, like all the signs are you sound waves.
Yeah. Have you sat on a speaker?
Try hydro energy.
Because they
dick in a waterfall.
They know if they figure it out, there's billions to be made, right?
Yeah.
It's the person who one can make them bigger and two can make them harder.
Yeah. The
you're
truth
is gonna make a ton.
They're trying to find a way to do it that isn't just a way that everyone could just make it at home.
Right. Because you know, they want the money.
Because you have to be able to sell it.
It'd be crazy if something like that existed already, but they'd never tell us
they
about
would never
it because
tell
they don't
you.
Want guys doing it.
I'm
never,
sure they're. I'm sure they got. They got the answers.
Like, what if sitting on a speaker actually did the exact same thing? They'd never tell you.
But Big Wiener's keeping it a secret?
Oh, Big Wiener is... They've got that on lockdown.
Damn
they
it.
Killed a man who sat on a speaker once.
Someone said they're losing out if they don't call it cockwaves. You're correct.
Yep.
We hear of different kind of relationship setups on the show all the time. This relationship between a mother, daughter, and sister is a little different because this woman says she lets her mom and sister sleep with her husband.
Ah, yes.
And this is a picture of them here.
Oh, these people are on TikTok.
You've seen them before?
Yeah. They make TikTok.
What is the matter?
Videos where, and I always assumed that it was just for TikTok. Like,
she's a self-described swinger. Brooke Macklin has outlined her unusual family arrangement in a few viral posts. In the videos on her account, she can be seen with two women. She claims her are mom and her sister. She claims that she shares her husband with her mom. And this is what she said here.
Yeah, that's my mom. Yeah, I let my hubby have her a couple times a week. Yeah, I'm that kind of wife.
Yeah, I think it's fake.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, you do that, I mean, obviously, your family has no morals or values if you're going to let your daughter do that and be okay with it, right? You're in the video. You're the mom.
I mean,
yeah.
That's her mom.
That's why I mean, I think it's just like three different porn stars that have made TikTok videos. And honestly, like, they get millions and millions of views just because it's like, what am I watching? You know.
Yeah, it's like weird. If it is true,
it's incredibly
but it
weird.
Is all this stuff. It seems like they're just trying to get views on this.
Well, they're definitely swingers.
Well, yeah, because I think they're just porn stars.
Well, that's a bizarre setup if it's reality. Is that her mom again, or is that her sister?
That's the girl she said was her mom.
Her sister's got the darker hair. That one.
This one's her sister?
Yeah.
That's her younger sister, yep.
The one I saw was the one at the very bottom at the stove, I think is the very first one I saw. Not that one, the one over there with the 4.5 million. So that's how you know. It's like it was a viral video. He like kisses the one, and then, what about my mom, she says. And then, you know. And I mean, it's not like he... mom. It's not like he stuck his tongue down her throat or anything like that. It's like a very... It's a very... tame video. It's just the subject matter has made it go through the roof.
Why are people into that? Because that is one of the biggest like trends on porn too. Like,
yeah, any kind of stuff like this.
Stepmom, yeah, and all that
the
stuff.
The stepmom stuff is big.
People say on her Twitter, then I guess she goes further. I don't know.
I just don't think that this is this girl's mom. She doesn't look old enough to be this girl's mom.
When you unfortunately have the same name as that TikTok whore. Yeah, but it's not her.
Oh,
that
goodness,
sucks for that
terrible.
Girl. That you don't want to be.
Yeah.
People look it up.
Oh,
you're the first
no.
one that comes up. That's too bad. I think there's unfortunately a lot of girls with the same name that aren't swinging like this one.
Exactly.
But if you want to check them out, you can go see what they look like at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You hear of this happening occasionally, but it would be the absolute worst. Tainted gas was sold at an Ohio gas station. And as you can imagine, that has led to some massive headaches for some people. Is the gas station going to be on the hook for what happened to their cars? Here's the story now out of Cleveland from 19 News. Take a listen.
No question about that. We are in Avon Lake, and this is the speedway here right on 83 that's in question. They have acknowledged to us in a statement that they did sell tainted gas. We talked to some mechanics today who told us they believe it was diesel. But then, of course, the big question is, they've acknowledged it, but are they going to pay for it? At this point, there are at least seven cars lined up with tainted gas at Automotive Specialty Services in Avon. All sputtering, more expected from the bad gas pumped at the local speedway. Casey Fields, one of the managers here, showed us what normal gas should look like. And then the tainted gas, they believe with diesel, they are finding in customer tanks. It's a big job to clean it out.
Draining and cleaning the fuel tank, flushing the fuel lines. We also have to go through what's called a fuel induction or fuel system cleaning to clean the injectors. And then in a lot of cases, replace the spark plugs.
And it's expensive, anywhere from $1,200 to $1,600.
You're talking, in some cases, 8 to 12 hours total work just to get this thing operational.
Justin McElhannon filled up at Speedway and was on the way to the doctor's office the other morning when his car sputtered and then stalled. He had it towed to Automotive Specialty. We were in the garage when they got it cranked back up. He's a grad student, not a lot of extra cash. Has Speedway told you yet that they're going to pay for this?
They haven't officially said it yet, but I would be extremely surprised if they don't.
We'll see. Speedway has acknowledged the tainted gas and that they shut down the pumps.
Have you ever seen anything like this happen before?
So, I mean, other than my daughter putting diesel fuel in her car, you know, by mistake, no.
Stay on top of this to make sure that Speedway does pay for this. They've acknowledged.
Oh, daughter's an idiot.
She's super dumb, huh?
That happened before this whole situation. I've only heard of it like twice in the last like 10 years, and it was like
it's always the guy, the dude in the truck, right?
Right. So I was just
puts it in the wrong place.
Shady Gastown over there.
Yeah.
Last week,
Shady Gastown,
and the guy pulls up, and he's starting to fill up the big underground gas storage, and this guy looked like an idiot. Like, you know, when you look at someone, you're like, that's not a bright guy.
Well.
And so I'm like, do I pump or do I not?
You pump it. You pump quick.
Because, you know, like he looked at all three.
Yeah.
And he looked again.
A lot of them are painted.
The hose. And I'm like, oh.
You didn't trust him?
No, luckily before he could open what he needed to do, I was already pumping. So I'm like, okay, if it's tainted, it won't get me.
Yeah. No, like I was getting gas the other
show's
day.
Show's messing everybody up.
So. No, it is. I'm thinking now, well, that's...
Is that tainted gas?
Here we go again.
I don't want to get gas today because that could be tainted gas. You guys heard about all the tainted gas?
It's happened like twice all the gas stations across Europe.
The hundreds of thousands of gas stations.
Right. Yeah.
No, it's true. This show does get to you.
Yeah.
Especially when you're on it.
But I was getting gas the other day, and I could see the little area where they're filling it, and I realized, okay, there's like, you know, they have spray-painted stuff for the guy.
Right.
Like, they've really tried everything.
They have to, apparently.
To have them
Some
not
of them are
screw
so
up.
Dumb, they screw it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to another gas station. Guy looks like a moron filling the tank.
Yeah, usually you don't get to see what he looks like.
No.
Oh, my God. He looked like a total moron.
No, you guys. It was like if Joe Dirt had a mentally challenged brother and he drove a gas truck.
Oh, my. I'm surprised you didn't just go over and be like, what kind of...
Can I help
what
you,
do
bud?
You got?
Hey,
what,
bud?
What do you got?
Hey, bud, is that regular
or
unleaded?
Let me show you.
Super diesel?
Gas all over you.
Yeah. Light you on fire. Yeah.
Vern's...
Get away!
Vern's in Detroit. Hi, Vern.
Oh, I don't have...
Oh, wait,
there
hold on.
Go.
There Vern. You go, Vern. Go ahead.
How's she going, eh?
Hey, how's she going, eh?
I'm a fuel truck driver, and cross-dropping happens way more often than you know. The reason why it's not as big as this, because you try and catch it as fast as you can, but the reason why it happens so often is because the company that cross-dropped that fuel has to pay for everything. So not only do you have to pay to replace the fuel, you have to pay for the new fuel that you have to deliver, the old fuel that you messed up, and all the cars that you destroyed. So if you catch it fast enough, you can pour other gas on top of the bad gas. And you may not notice it like instantly, but over time, your car will. Cross-dropping happens all of the time.
So as long as the mix is, say, 96% normal gas, and you kept the mistake to a minimum, people wouldn't notice it right away.
They wouldn't notice it right away. And there's a lot of times where you can dump, like if you dump diesel over unleaded, over no lead, it's real easy to disguise that. But of course, it's bad for everybody else. But you know, hey, you didn't end up losing. You know, especially if you're an independent company, smaller,
right?
It could cost you upwards from $15,000 to $17,000 for one cross drop, and then your company has a bad name because whoever fuel you deliver, let's say you deliver for a big company, then they look even worse.
Right.
So it's almost not about you. It's about the company that you brought gas from.
Vern, as a driver, if you do that, what happens?
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Like you done?
I just buy a bunch of bottled water from the gas station and pour it into the tank.
No, but I mean, do you keep your job?
He's done. He's just walking away.
Small company, they will backcharge you. They will take so much out of your check until you pay that $3,000 to $5,000 or $8,000 off.
Oh wow!
Or bigger companies, there will be terminations. But if you work for an independent company, smaller, they will backcharge you until it is all paid off.
Oh, yeah. Man. So, what causes the mistake? Is it just like
not paying attention?
Yeah.
Paying attention to your tanks is all a matter of, I mean, they even have labels on each tank to let you know before you pull off, okay, I got premium here, I got diesel here. I pay attention when I get there. So if you're on your cell phone.
Well, that's it. Challenge Joe Dirt was on his cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. So that was no good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Not paying attention.
Do you, when you are in one of those big, you got a big tanker truck, do you have multiple like parts of that tank that have different gas, or is it all just one?
No, it's multiple tanks in each tanker. There's about, on average, you have five different compartments because you would have too many trucks on the road. So each truck covers, you know, there's about, you may have 60,000 pounds of fuel, but they're all in different tanks. So you will be carrying, that's why you have to pay attention, because you could be carrying dyed diesel, no lead. Diesel or diesel, tractor diesel.
One final question, Vern. Have you ever done it?
Yes. Yeah, no, cross drop? No, never.
Oh,
no,
okay,
no,
all right.
No,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I double, you double and triple check, because the guy that cross drops, everybody in the company will know you're the guy that cross drops.
All right, Vern, thanks.
Yeah. What's going on?
This
What's
making
going
you on feel better, Dave. We're doing an in-depth interview with the cast.
We need that kind of stuff.
We do,
we need people to set us straight, so every time I go get gas, I'm like,
I can't fill up. I can't even.
It looks this color.
I can't even fill my truck up anymore.
Hey, fella, you're filling the tanks there. Can I see your college degree real quick before you do that?
Dave's got a water bottle, and he's pouring the gas into it. Like,
let me just check the gas wasn't the right color.
Do you see a
that
color?
It shouldn't be that color.
We're asking like the hard hitting questions here. We're like sitting here like it's like
life or death. Life or death.
And everyone's so serious.
Yeah, we need to know.
I felt like I was training for that job with Vern.
Exactly. I was like well, I'll never cross drop. I was like, I'll never cross drop.
I think the training is less serious than that interview.
You're right.
We need to know. We're going to do all these stories, but we don't get the background.
I'm okay. I don't feel like I'm very concerned about it.
How are the tanks set up? How many tanks are inside?
That's how many different types of fuel do you have?
I didn't know.
I'm glad I know.
Now you know, right?
Is each tank individually labeled? Can I be honest? This was the only time I was ever going to be able to talk to a gas tanker man. That's it. I'll never talk to another one. I'll never talk to another one in my whole life.
I don't need to.
I'll never talk to another one.
Which gas stations do you go to? Can I go to one of those?
I will never.
Looking around at the room and everyone. Everyone's real serious. I love the idea.
Yeah. I do like learning about that process for some reason. That's why I watch that, like how it's made stuff.
Yeah.
It's good that we know. Yep. But surprisingly, it happens more than you think.
I know.
So
I don't want it to happen to me.
No, because it's
wrong,
a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Well, another gasoline brain buster for you guys is your mid grade is just a mix of the low grade and the premium gas.
Oh.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least at the gas stations I worked for, that's all that was.
Wow.
So you'd get a drop off of like your low grade, and you'd get your premium, and then you get your diesel on your
right. There you go.
And that's what you're paying for. Those three.
Jesus,
that's everything you need to know about gas today. I'm Dave and Chuck the Freak. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
now I can't wait until Chuck goes and fills up, and somehow his gas is tainted because it's Chuck luck.
Right. Yeah, that's it. I know that's what will happen.
We already know. We already know who's tainted gas.
I trust Vern.
Yeah, I trust
well,
Vern.
Oh, okay. I follow Vern around.
He doesn't make mistakes.
It's good. I found it very interesting. Maybe I lost everyone listening, but
I'm sure some people found it interesting. Sure. I just don't worry. You worry a lot about a lot of different things.
I do.
I guess because of this show.
Yeah, this show gets into my head. Are people swinging with me? Did they mix the gas? What you know? Yeah. Is that tainted beef? Like a million things.
Yeah, the pork and the brain thing. Yeah.
It's too much. Oh, it's too much brain stories. Too much news stories.
That's true.
That's messed me up too.
Vern,
tell me there's something you can do in the event that gas isn't delivered properly. Is there anything you can do, as the consumer?
Nope. Just pour some water down there and call it a day. You're fired, baby.
Oh. Hell no, Vern.
Set your car on fire. Spray your car with gas and light it on fire. That's about all.
Well, now you know.
It did make me feel better, though, that they are charged. That gives you the incentive to really be
not
careful.
Screw it up.
So that's why Speedway hasn't paid these guys yet, though, because Speedway isn't going to pay. It's going to be the truck driver who did it.
Right. Yep.
They're going to pay. So.
So now you know.
Now you know. And you wouldn't have known unless we did that.
Yeah. Right. Number one for gas news.
Yeah.
Maybe the more you know, struggles flying by right now.
Yep.
7-Eleven is selling a new Thanksgiving sandwich with bread that's supposed to taste like stuffing or dressing, whatever you call
it. Yeah, yeah.
Sounds good.
It's called the Thanksgiving Turkey Sub. It comes with deli-style butterball turkey, white cheddar cheese.
Talk to me.
I'm going to lose you here.
Oh, boy. I'm out.
And a cranberry mayo.
Oh.
I'm sure you can say old mayo.
No, right? It's probably pre-packaged.
Oh, is it pre-packaged? Oh, that's right. There's no deli in a 7-Eleven.
You're right.
You're
right, Dave.
There's no deli in a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, it's on there.
Yeah, I'm so, out. And yeah.
So I would still eat it, but yeah.
That sounds disgusting. Like cranberry and mayonnaise?
My God.
Together.
I would try it.
I think it's just a joke from them to get people to say stuffin' buns.
Like a stuffin' bun?
I do love stuffing buns.
He does love stuffing some buns.
A lot of people do these days.
Yeah.
You hear about it more and more.
It's getting more popular all the time.
Yeah, everybody loves stuffing buns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never, I mean, the thought of bread, if I could just buy that bread.
Yeah, the bread.
The stuffing really flavored bread to make Thanksgiving leftover sandwiches with. Are you kidding me right now?
I never thought about all the different stuff you could make with, like, stuffing.
Oh, yeah, no. I haven't crunched the numbers on it yet, but I'll sit down today and I'll start thinking about it.
But, like, once you make it, though, it's, like, probably hard not to eat it.
Oh, yeah.
I did, and I haven't done this yet, but I've thought about this because I saw it online. Making the stuffing waffles and then using them as the bread of a sandwich.
Yeah, we talked about those in there. Yeah. Those look awesome.
Those look incredible. I just haven't had the, you know, normally I'm like, just get in my belly.
Right.
I
don't
have to think
about it. What are you going to do? I'm going to make two waffles and put everything in between.
When it's right there and you can just heat it up. This isn't my favorite style of turkey.
No, it's just the slice.
No,
the
I hate that.
Yeah.
The deli slice. I like the real ass turkey, bitch.
But they combine cranberry and mayonnaise. That's like the grossest thing I've ever heard. Like,
it's real scientific stuff.
Yeah.
I guess Wawa, they've been doing this for years. They have a gobbler.
Mm.
Turkey gobbler, huh?
The Wawa gobbler comes with traditional Thanksgiving fixings, hot turkey smothered in savory gravy, stuffing, and cranberry sauce. You can get it without cranberry sauce too, or you can even get a gobbler bowl.
They gotta be these are jokes from these companies.
It has to be the gobbler. I mean we know it's gobbler.
Oh my god, this one puts mashed potatoes on it, and I think Wawa does they do make it fresh. That's the difference between them and like 7-Eleven.
I think they're like a higher quality or something.
They love it
the Wawa stores.
I love mashed potatoes, and I'll eat bread. I'm not like a huge into bread, but I don't want the two together.
That looks more like real turkey in there too, right? It's not that deli turkey.
No,
you got me. You beat 7-Eleven for sure. Oh my god! Oh my god!
What?
Shut your whore mouth! That sounds so good.
What? Share it.
My family makes Thanksgiving egg rolls with stuffing and turkey inside that you dip in gravy.
That is like the coolest thing I've heard.
Oh my god!
That's good.
How do they?
You buy the wrappers.
Ooh, I like it.
You wrap turkey stuffing, fry them up, and then dip them in gravy.
I can't believe restaurants haven't done that.
It's so convenient.
That's
like
awesome.
Thanksgiving and
I can get the entire meal, but in the convenience of a room.
Yummy.
They left it in the gravy for a little bit too long.
Soaked it up.
Oh my god.
It's a drowning in there.
Drowning me.
I mean, that does sound good though.
Egg rolls.
Yeah.
Oh, that's on my wish list for sure.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Have someone make it for
Well, I will say this. Wouldn't it be kind of cool? So say you had to go to like a football game that was
portable.
Yeah, like someone decided to make those.
Thanksgiving football tailgate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got Thanksgiving egg rolls?
Yeah, with the gravy.
With the good gravy and real turkey?
Yeah, the good gravy, yep.
It's not a lot. Like, some people call into the show with, like, food hacks, and I'm always like, Doritos on mac and cheese. Like, this is stopping you. This is stopping you in your tracks. This stopped me in my tracks.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
I just told them to shut their whore mouth because it sounds so incredible.
Because I don't even like all the stuff inside of an egg roll, and I still eat an egg roll.
Yeah.
You know?
Someone just gave me another idea.
I don't even know what's in an egg roll.
You don't worry about what's in it.
I don't think anybody knows what's in an egg roll.
Yep.
What we do is we bake some stuffing in a bread loaf pan and then slice it to use for bread for sandwiches.
Yeah, sure.
It's a good idea.
It's another thing you can do. I still am more intrigued by the egg roll.
Me too.
Yeah.
I know there's a ton of places around here that do those, like, they're like corned beef egg rolls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I wonder if they do any for the holidays.
Well, if they're smart, someone takes them the idea right now.
Oh,
and we start mass producing.
I'm sorry,
Lisa. It's so true.
Yep. But that sounds delicious. You want to win me over? You can give me a Thanksgiving egg roll.
Yeah.
Done right.
I just never have heard like an innovation with Thanksgiving food that was that good.
No.
No, it sounds, on paper, it sounds amazing.
Yeah, it sounds like a game changer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's something that appears to have resulted from the pandemic. The instances of unsolicited dong pics. Cyber flashing is way up. I thought it was heading down because of the repercussions you could face.
Oh, to talk to a girl that's pretty. All they get.
Right.
All day long.
A new survey of women says that there's been a big increase in unprompted crotch shots over the past year and a half. Because horny people weren't hooking up and they were desperate.
I think it's like a guy's opening move. There is a whole group of dudes that this is their opening move.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've tried to get this in. You don't want to talk about this stuff with your kids. But at least I haven't talked about it with my youngest.
Yeah,
yet, but with
I don't have to worry about it.
With Aiden, I've said never, ever, ever. Yeah. Send your penis. Never send a picture of your body to someone, ever.
It's a really bad idea.
And whether that gets into his head or not, but you just never know where it's going to end up.
Yeah.
It's got to be tough for a guy with a giant one.
To not want to show it off all
I guess.
The time?
I mean, like, if you, that's the only thing they're bringing to the table. They're not funny. They're not, maybe they're not smart, but they got that thing.
But that's the tool they can.
They can't really talk to a girl. Yeah. But they got that thing.
Yeah, I mean, what's worst case scenario if you got a huge one and it gets out there? There's more press.
Exactly.
48% of women 18 to 24, so almost half of 18 to 24-year-old women say they've received a dong shot they didn't ask for at least once this year.
It's got to be the biggest age group for that.
Yes,
for sure. Oh, I'm sure.
And I bet they're getting them from all demographics.
What do you mean?
On their social media.
Oh, like older guys,
oh,
younger
guys.
I
bet it's just...
I can't imagine just looking someone up on a social media page and be like, all right, here you go. Like, not talk to them. Like, my opening line, because that's what it says here. Some of the opening line, the first message they receive from someone...
Oh, I think
it... ...is a picture of their genitalia.
I think...
That's crazy to me.
It happens quite a bit.
And I know some people think that's just normal everyday stuff, but to me, that's you don't open with your genitals.
Well, that's why I think there's that meme of the girl getting hit with all the hot dogs.
Right, right.
You know, and every time, every once in a while, like a girl will post something like, oh, I've just broke up with my boyfriend or whatever. And then someone will post that because I think in their DMs, that's all it is after that.
Right.
It's like, yeah, you know, me and Chad broke up. Oh, really? Dongers, dongers, dongers. Like, I think it's pretty bad.
They guys don't show the other gross end of it, because I guess guys don't consider it the same. They don't consider it unsolicited, right? If they're
no
getting,
girls are, that is not an opener for a girl, not. I don't
oh,
think.
I'm sure there are for some.
Well, maybe, but I mean.
If you're on the right venue for it, I guess you could, but it's still probably rare.
If you're on Tinder saying, looking to bang, send me your shot. You know what I mean? Like, there's a hot guy on there and a girl wants to bang him. I'm sure they're sending nudes. At least topless, whatever.
I bet still there's conversation first.
It's not unsolicited.
I bet there's still conversation first before a girl is like, here's my vagine. Enjoy.
So at least you've been out of the dating scene for a long time. So luckily you missed this whole, you know, dick pic whole thing. If a guy had sent that to you, I mean, you'd just block him, right? You wouldn't do anything about it.
No, no thanks.
Right? You just wouldn't want to deal with the drama.
No.
No. And I think that's what most girls do. And like, there's no shortage of having to block people, you know?
Sure.
And then some people get blocked. They just form, you know, the other account.
Yeah. Someone said I have a whole folder of dick pics. So when a guy sends me one, I send him one back.
That's funny.
See, that's good.
Dick for dick. I don't know how a guy would take that. Like, what would he still, would he think she was just being funny and he still can try?
I don't know. You should never even respond back.
You
should never
even. Of course you shouldn't.
Because guys misread everything. Oh, yeah, she loved it.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I feel like a wiener pick back sends a message.
It does.
Not interested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I heard a story about a guy dumping his girlfriend because she sent Drake a bunch of nude messages on Instagram. You imagine he's got millions upon millions of followers.
He probably just scrolls by whatever even looks like nudes.
I would assume most of them don't even go on there.
I don't think so either.
They're not in charge of it.
Yeah. No. But you have to dump someone like that. They're so dumb that you have to.
Of course. They're a dumb whore. Like, she's going to send nude pics
like
to a superstar.
Be like me sending nudes to Scarlett Johansson. Right. Like,
oh,
she'll see him one day.
Oh, my God.
She'll see him one day.
Okay, what'd you guys say? John Cena saw the nudes I sent him.
He probably did. He probably did.
That's him. The full goatsy. I got all fired up for him and sent it after I watched The Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Make sure he knew that.
This guy said, I'm a gay dude.
John Cena site.
He says, I'm a gay dude, and I get a ton of dick pics sent to me, mostly unwanted.
I bet.
Yeah, I mean.
I wonder who receives more. Still probably women, right?
No, say.
I don't know. Men might get more.
Because.
I do.
Men are visual. Gay men are visual. And that's what they're after. So
visual and graphic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I've received some pictures from some gay men.
Yeah. Yeah.
My ex put her $10,000 engagement ring up on Facebook Marketplace. She got 32 dong pics in 2 hours. So the fact that she was selling her engagement ring made people think, well, obviously
she's single.
She's single. Mm. 32 dong pics in 2 hours from a Facebook Marketplace ad.
I'm telling her.
That's insane. You.
It's a wild world out there, and there are some girls that are far more. They put themselves out there
a lot more than
other girls. Like, so say you took like 21-year-old Lisa, and she's like, posting pictures of her dog. She's not going to get stuff. Then you have the girls that are there's a selfie of them, couple a day. They're gonna get a ton of donger pics.
Yeah, my dog is not going to
no.
Get that. And a lot of people put them on private, put their accounts on private. They don't want this kind of stuff.
Right.
Of course.
So if they, there's ways around it.
This is weird. This woman said, my sister's husband sent me a dick pic. So I sent it to the whole family. I would assume that's the end of that marriage.
Never assume. You never know. Sometimes it makes it stronger.
Emily. Hi, Emily. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're talking about the fact that cyber flashing really took off during the pandemic. You had a comment.
Oh, yeah. Well, this happened just a couple weeks ago. Whenever I go out to the bar, I have a loving boyfriend, so guys will still hit on me, and I'll give them a phone number, but I always give them my mom's number.
Oh, no, Mom.
What?
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome, okay? It's the best experience ever because she'll text me in the morning, Emily, who is Andrew and why am I receiving 6 photos of his wiener? And it happens all the time.
Yeah, so that's it, right? You talk to a guy at a bar for 2 seconds, you give him a fake number, and it's just like Dong City.
Come on. Because I guess if you accept the number, they consider that, okay, I'm in.
Sure.
Oh, right? I would think I was in too. Yeah, I would. But I wouldn't I wouldn't do that. That wouldn't be my move. That's not my move. I'd send some funny memes. Yeah, exactly. Like a turtle in a shell, his head coming out. Like, I'm not going to, not showing you that, man. You got to start liking me first. Before you
funny
get to see
memes.
That. I'm making jokey little gifs.
Oh, man. Hmm. Jason, you've got dong pics sent to you?
No, no. If you read up, I was just
translating
what you're saying.
The text. All I saw was Jason saying, whenever I get a dong pic, I respond with,
hey. Yeah, he lifted that hey. Bad endings, Bob, but thanks for the translation, Jason.
Right. Yeah. You're welcome.
This person said, my sister and her boyfriend had a guy in his 70s quote them on an epoxy floor for their basement.
Okay.
He was showing them some completed jobs in his phone.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And a picture of his penis came out.
Oh, oops.
He said, sorry, I sent that to a buddy as a joke.
Oh,
you can't have that on.
That guy.
No, that's
no, because yeah. I'm thinking that wasn't a joke. That he meant to show us that.
That
right?
got him off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
that
my
got
god,
got him off a little bit.
But they were together. Like they were. It wasn't just her.
Sorry,
but that's weirder.
Well, he liked it.
Mm. No, you can't. I mean, old guys don't know technology that well, but.
You figure with like a real old guy like that, dude, he might have had a legitimate medical issue he was trying to.
Yeah, but he was like, oh, I sent that to my friend.
You know? Someone said, makes me wonder how many pictures are getting sent to girls that are actually like selling lingerie and things like that on Marketplace on Facebook.
Oh, dude.
Oh, if a woman lists lingerie for sale.
Are you kidding me?
Of course she's going to get stuff.
What's amazing is that guys are just like, I don't care where my thing ends up. You know, I just don't care. If it's just shared.
I think
shared.
They're protected because they think it's anonymous because it's just the thing. You know?
Yep. Someone else texts saying, whenever I get a dong pic, I respond with, hi, I've been a urology nurse for over 20 years and there's something wrong with your penis. You need to see a doctor as soon as possible.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's a bold move.
It's an incredibly bold
move. But I think it's just happening all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought knowing that, you know, people could face charges and there's, you know, it's with the whole Me Too thing, I thought it would have been slowly downward trending, but the pandemic reversed that trend.
I think Andy's right. Guys just assume I'm anonymous. You can't really tell who I am.
I don't think there's any stopping the flood of wiener pics.
No.
There's no stopping.
No, there's no stopping them. They can't.
Laws, nothing.
That dam will never be stopped. Like, yeah.
The laws have effectively slowed down the sharing of like a girl send you nudes and then you broke up and then you post them everywhere. It stopped that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the deluge of.
Yeah, the laws are more like revenge porn laws.
Yeah.
Right? Someone said we had an older coworker dick pic an entire staff meeting on an 80-inch monitor when scrolling through his iPad photo roll. Talk to your seniors about safety on their devices.
Oh, that's mine.
Yeah. Oh, pardon me. You get fired. You should get fired immediately, depending on the setting.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if it happens at a meeting here at the radio station, well, just everyone's just going to talk about it. I think
I feel like you wouldn't be okay.
I mean, if it was just us and it was like James accidentally sent us one, I think it's different.
I would.
Sorry, guys. That was just meant for Chuck's eyes only. You could just unreceive that message. Please.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be crazy. Like, I wouldn't like. It's weird because you're like, oh, I'm friends with that person. I'd never want them to lose their job. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean.
But like if you
so none
broke
of us would ever
down,
say anything about it knowing it was an accident.
Right.
It'd be different, but in a lot of workplaces you're done.
Yeah, I think most.
Someone said that I was just selling a female mannequin. A mannequin.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook Marketplace, and I got a ton of dong pics.
Yeah, I just...
A mannequin.
Probably has some nice knockers on that mannequin.
Yeah, but so you think you're going to send a penis? Guys are effed up. I never realized how effed up. I
okay,
mean,
so here's a question.
On.
Like, nobody.
I think you could, but you can post an accordion, dude. And
really?
An accordion.
Yeah.
Like as long as it's a female seller?
Yeah. I think so.
Holy hell.
I also think that if you're talking to a girl, you'll never really know just how many dong pics they're sent a day.
Yeah, I don't think you want to know.
I don't think you'll ever really know. Like, I think it's overwhelming, but also they know not to say anything.
Friend got a dick pic from a guy in her apartment complex that she's barely ever talked to. So she printed it out and taped it all over his car in the parking lot.
Wow. That's a Ken move.
That'll stop it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Met my dad for the first time ever in my life when I was 30.
As he was showing me photos through his phone,
oh, Dad.
Oh no,
a donger pic pops up.
Dad,
that's the first time you meet your dad. And that happens.
Yeah, well, you know,
I met my dad and his wiener that day.
Yeah,
you were dad. In there.
You were in there once.
Says everything.
You were in there once.
Like father, like son.
That's where you came from.
Yeah.
Want to see where it all began? Right back to the beginning.
That's why your mom liked me.
Someone asked, has anyone ever been catfished by a dong pic? Oh, I'm sure, right? So guys who maybe aren't packing a lot have sent a bigger one. We always said it's a stupid idea. They're going to eventually see it.
Yeah.
But that's just, I think, they're trying to lure them in, right?
Right.
I'm sure there's been a ton of catfish dongs out there.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I think people do that regularly.
Right.
Yeah. And I think, it's just... You might have a series of pictures that you're going to send someone just so, in hopes that they send you nudes back, you know? And if you don't, you're like, this is going nowhere. It's just going to be jerk-off stuff.
Someone said, I've received several on Snapchat this past year, randomly from people I don't know and have never talked to. So I was just responding with, put that thing away. I'm old enough to be your mom.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if she is, but that's how she responds. Voice changing technology. Anonymous is with us. Hey, Anonymous, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing okay. You had a comment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, first off, a merry penis to you.
Yes, penis.
Penis to you as well.
Lisa, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, cool. Hold on.
What do you got to say? What do you got to say? Yeah, let's wait. Hold on.
No, I'm a gay guy. And
oh, okay.
So Lisa, I love you, baby. on Grindr, that's how dudes will say hello. That's the first thing. Because on Grindr, you don't need to match. You can just pull up their profile and send them a message. So a lot of dudes, a lot of boys send their donders, their penile
region,
phallic instruments of destruction, if you will.
Yeah.
In really awful places, like hanging out of a zipper or sitting on the toilet with a log in the...
Oh my goodness.
My goodness.
You said a dick pic with a log floating behind it?
What kind of message is that?
Holy hell.
It's a lumberjack. In pubes, just, you can't even see it. There's so many pubes.
Oh my goodness.
Really?
My God.
I would have thought gay fellas would take more care.
Nope.
Well, you know, the guys are disgusting and horny. And it's crazy out there. Like, these guys will do anything just to get a nut.
Yeah. I figured on Grindr it would be like the one of those battles from like Star Wars, you know, the Empire versus the Rebels.
Yeah.
But instead of ships, it's wieners.
Just wieners.
Just wieners. Yeah, flying like everywhere. Yeah.
So are you one of these guys? Will you send a pic to start a conversation?
Absolutely not.
You're not that guy.
Once we've started talking and, you know, I've introduced myself, we have some, you know, a good conversation going. We'll exchange pictures, you know, fully nude pictures.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
You know, I consider it artistic on my end.
Oh, you right. You go artistic with it.
Tasteful nudes.
Yeah,
tasteful.
You know, I do poses. I look good, you know.
Right. There's no logs floating.
Right.
No.
No logs.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
Really, really quick. I've seen some that were absolutely disgusting. Like, they should have seen a doctor 13 months ago, like bumpy
stuff's on them, and that's terrible. Right.
Jesus,
that is terrible.
My Lord Almighty.
Yep.
I mean,
all right.
Disgusting meat pokers.
Thanks, Anonymous. Have a good day.
Yeah.
See ya.
What a mixed message. You send that, but then there's something disgusting in the photo,
right.
With you.
Yeah, it's weird.
With
you?
Like,
are there just filthy people out there that don't care? Maybe. This guy said, I'm a guy. I posted on Facebook for some laborers to help clean up my ranch. Like, you know, pick up tree stuff, sticks. A month later, the day had come and gone. So he must have forgot to take the post down. A guy sent a message asking if I could test his throat game.
I got a message.
What was this? Look at this.
He's asking for a ranch hand.
Yeah. You think it was a misleading ad?
A little bit.
There's not a lot of those ads.
I know. I don't know.
Just looking for a ranch hand.
That's
pick up stuff and get all sweaty on my ranch.
Have
what I do.
This guy said, okay, I'm a gay guy in my 40s, mm-hmm. and no exaggeration, since you've started this discussion, I got 6 dick pics on my multiple apps. I just checked.
Yeah, I know gay men get just, way more than women.
Yeah.
6 in a couple of minutes.
Because this is the thing, okay? A guy sends a girl a dong pic. There's an 80% chance it doesn't work. Probably even higher than that. Gay guy sends a guy a dong pic. I bet your chances are
higher.
Way better that it
Unless
works.
You send gonorrhea dong.
Right, but if you are a good-looking guy and you send maybe like a tasteful nude with a chabone, like you're doing way better.
Whole different game for them, probably.
Oh, my God, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Imagine trying to pick up a guy. How easy is that?
I'm sure there's a lot of gay dudes that might disagree. But,
oh, no way. It's
someone
easy.
Said, my girlfriend is a firefighter. She gets 2 to 3 dongs a day. Something about a female firefighter turns guys on?
I think it's just a girl.
Yeah, I think most American women get at least 2 to 3.
Yeah, I think 2 to 3 is low.
Well, don't do it, people. I mean, you're going to do it. And then I could say it's going to make you stop, but... seems like a bad move.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.